Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, February 23rd. Business leaders from around the country and in Colorado are worried that serious immigration reform won't be a top priority in Washington. Benta Berkland has more on new data released Tuesday by the Map the Impact project that aims to highlight the contributions immigrants make.
The new American economy is made up of a group of business leaders and mayors across the country looking at how immigrants contribute to the nation's economy. Using census data from 2014, they say immigrants in the Denver area alone paid nearly $3 billion in taxes. Jeff Wasden is the president of the Colorado Business Roundtable and is working on the project locally. He says they want to debunk myths about legal immigrants and those who aren't in the country legally.
How do we get the workforce, the right kind of workers to continue to grow, innovate, be productive, and compete globally? And that's what the coalition really is advocating for, a responsible, factual dialogue.
Colorado business leaders say they want to fix the system and are calling for congressional action, not executive action. This comes as President Trump has released new details on plans to deport millions of immigrants. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
In news from Crawford, the Delta County Independent reports that there wasn't a vacancy on the Crawford Town Council for very long. Former trustee Tammy Broughton resigned from the board a couple of months ago during the failed recall effort against Mayor Wanda Goforth. In this month's regular meeting of the council, Chris Johnson was approved unanimously to fill Broughton's seat. Johnson is a lifelong North Fork Valley resident and has lived in Crawford almost 24 years. He worked at the West Elk Mine and has served as the pastor of the Crawford Friends Church. He is currently self-employed. Johnson will be sworn in at the next regular council meeting on March 1st. The public hearing for the proposed water and sewer rate increases in Crawford will also be held at that meeting. And in news from Paonia, a 12-year dispute between the town and residents of the Hawks Haven subdivision was quietly resolved on Valentine's Day. According to the Delta County Independent, Paonia trustees voted 5-1 to amend a 2005 agreement between the town and Hawks Haven. At issue was a 400-foot section of private road stretching between Pan American Avenue and Vista Drive, east of the Pan American subdivision. Over the years, through prior town councils, there was dispute over who should own the road and pay for its maintenance, as well as whether it should continue to serve as recreational access for the public to hiking and biking trails on Jumbo Mountain. Under the amended agreement, the road will remain privately owned and maintained by Hawks Haven LLC, Hal Brill, and Allison Elliott. They agreed to improve the road to engineering standards by September 31st and also to gravel it and maintain it year-round. The public will continue to be allowed bicycle and pedestrian access to Jumbo on the road. The town of Paonia will have a perpetual 24-foot-wide easement from the top of Pan American Avenue to the end of the pavement on Vista Drive for emergency vehicle access and utilities. The town agreed to maintain fencing, provide adequate signage on the road, and to ensure that the area is being properly used. High school basketball playoffs are underway all over the state, and several teams from the listening area have a good chance of making the state tournament. And in 2A action, the playoffs started last night for the number one girls team in the state, Paonia. The Eagles are undefeated at 19-0 and have been the top-ranked 2A team for the entire season. Paonia opened the playoffs at home last night against Plateau Valley. Going into the game, the Eagles wanted to make sure they got off to a fast start. Here's Paonia coach Scott Ranks.
Well, our whole thing was is that we watched film of our last time we played them right before the game today, and we felt like we didn't come out strong. And our whole goal tonight was to come out and strong and have a good showing in the first quarter. And I felt that's what we did. We came out of the locker room well.
Paonia used smothering defense and a fast break offense to jump out to a 42-10 lead at halftime. Coach Ranks starts a lineup of five seniors, giving Paonia experience and talent at every position. The Eagles still have a bad taste from last year's state tournament, where Paonia advanced to the title game before falling to Yuma. Paonia senior Emily Pieper talked about the team and their chances of getting back to the championship game this year.
We work hard in practice. We really are pushing our intensity, and every game, you know, we take it as our last game. So, especially as seniors, we're just trying to, you know, make the most of the time we have left on the court with each other. It's awesome. I mean, most of us have grown up together since AAU basketball in eighth grade. So, I mean, just these last couple games mean everything to us. I think we're going to do it. I mean, we have almost all of the, everything's in our favor. I mean, we work hard and we really deserve this as a team. We've been, you know, preparing for 4 years for this moment. So we know what it takes.
Besides Pieper, the Eagles lineup includes seniors Sophie Anderson, McKenna Hartigan, Brittany Kendall, and Brianna Van Vliet. Paonia beat Plateau Valley 62-27 and plays in the district semifinals in DeBec tomorrow afternoon. In boys' action, Paonia is ranked 5th in 2A with a record of 17-2. Their first playoff game last night was a tightly contested 60-54 victory over Rangeley. Coach Chase Rober talked about the importance of every game now that the postseason is here.
Win's a win. You know, right now it's a one-game season. You know, we're into that part of the year, so everybody's got everything to lose. You know, it's a tight league, really. You know, this was the 1-8 game, and it's a 6-point game, so you never know what's going to happen any given night right now in this league, so.
The Eagles lineup was bolstered by the return of senior Trevor Smith, who won a state wrestling championship and now hopes to help Paonia win one in basketball, too. Other seniors leading Paonia are Alex Lozano, Colton Godwin, Tristan Motz, Joe Martinez, Colby Simpson, and 6'6" center Dagan Ranks. After the Rangeley win, Ranks said the boys still have a lot of work to do if they hope to keep advancing in the playoffs.
We need to pick up our intensity if we want to go anywhere. If we know the team we can be, but we haven't played like it once this year, and that starts with us, and we need to pick it up, and we need to focus on ourselves. If we play like we're capable of, we should have a pretty good time, but who knows? Any team could get hot, and if we're struggling and we're focusing on other things, then we could find ourselves going home real soon.
Also advancing to DeBec this weekend will be the Hotchkiss boys, which beat Vail Christian 65-63 in a thriller last night in Hotchkiss. Junior Sam Rodriguez led the Bulldogs with a game-high 28 points in the win. Senior Zach Allen threw in 17 points. Eli Sawatsky and Braxton Trujillo scored 7 points apiece. And senior Gabe Rodriguez netted 6 points for Hotchkiss in the win. Stay tuned to KVNF next week for playoff results.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.